You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My kids got out the inflatable pool yesterday in the backyard and wasted about, 200 gallons of water. Because halfway through, it takes about 45 minutes to blow this thing up, okay? And then they fill it to the top, and which I told them not to. But then, like, one of the, it's got like three different levels that you blow up, and the bottom one went out, the plug popped or something. And so, she was like a tidal wave going across the backyard of all this water. I'm like, no, we are not refilling this.
First, it was the slip and slide. Now it's this.
Now it's this. Yeah, they got it for Christmas or something, so they were dying to open it up. And
I can tell you, at least your kids are outside playing.
I know. That's what my wife said. You know me. I'm super high strung, and I'm worried about the lawn and wasting the water. And I had just mowed, and it's taking the lines out of the lawn. And then, she's like, let them be kids. Let them be
taking
kids
the lines out of the lawn.
That's
in
how
the backyard,
OCD
even.
And anal I am, man. I had mowed 20 minutes prior, and the lawn was looking great. I had my lines, and they drag out the pool. I'm like, aww.
It's the backyard.
I work very hard in my yard, Dom. It's one of my things. It's one of my things that
but
I really
don't
enjoy.
Don't you have a backyard with grass so that your children can play?
Okay, Nicole 2.0.
Sometimes you
I've heard it all already, man. I've heard it all.
Sometimes you need Nicole and me to gang up on you.
But you know what? It's just my thing. And, you know, nobody's going to convince me otherwise. It's my thing. I'm anal about it. I'm picky. And leave me alone about it. So
okay.
But they had a great
time. Stay off the
grass. It's really watered now.
Can you do this? Can you take a section of the backyard and, like, rope it off that the children are allowed to be kids? And the rest
That's
is just
a bad idea.
And the rest of it is just the line shrine.
Probably not, but like I even created a specific area of the yard. I laid turf and everything just for the dog, and we have trained the dog to not even poop or pee on the grass because I don't like that on the grass. So she scampers around to the side of the house. She's got a potty area, and she goes there. I keep it clean and we enjoy the yard. So I don't want anybody walking out off the patio stepping in poop. It drives me nuts, too. Oh, I might have a problem. I'm a yard Nazi.
You have a lot of high-strung problems. I want you to relax. You know what we need to do?
Sup?
We need to get you some marijuana.
I'm going to be talking about marijuana in the trending report. You see what the guy that Snoop has?
I don't partake myself.
I have never done it. I have never done pot weed.
But I think if anyone needs to, or maybe a Quaalude or something, just
take one of those gummies. People rave about those gummies. Maybe I should just pop one at some point and chill, bro.
You just need to chill. So there's this viral TikTok video that's gone around of a woman who says that her Pilates instructor drinks a, quote, healthy Coke every day. And so people are like, what's a healthy Coke? What is that?
Tell me
So I haven't had a sip of soda of any kind, diet soda, regular soda, nothing, since April 1st of last year. So I've gone 14 months without any soda. So I was like, well, I got to see what this is. So here's the recipe. You just grab yourself a glass. You put some ice in it. You put a splash, and that's the key here, just a splash of balsamic vinegar in. Splash of balsamic.
That's where you lost me.
Oh, I like balsamic vinegar.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And then you top it off with some sparkling water. I guess you can go out and get that La Croix.
Fancy.
I don't like. I went into not liking that beverage simply because it's too hard to say.
Right.
So they lost me when I was like, I feel like an idiot trying to say it.
La Croix. Give me some of that La Croix.
La Croix. La Croix. La Croix.
It tastes La Crappy if you ask me.
Oh, I don't like it either, but it's too hard to say. So but sparkling water. So that's what you do. Balsamic vinegar, sparkling water, and they say any flavor will work. And then they go, boom, it tastes just like a Coke. Now, some other people are saying, no, it doesn't. So they get this internet battle raging. It's almost like, what color is the dress? Now it's, does balsamic vinegar and sparkling water taste like Coke or not?
This person said, no, it just tastes like carbonated balsamic vinegar.
You're right.
Wonder if I can have Josh stop on his way in and get some vinegar and some La Croix. and we can try it out, maybe.
I'll tell you who would try it in my house would be my wife for sure.
Well,
she would
any lady would try this, honestly.
Anybody with a uterus will try this. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
I would at least, look, I would try it.
I would try it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, the soda is so bad for you. You know,
yeah,
if you're doing it every
bailed.
Day, at moderation, it's not bad, I don't think. But, yeah, I don't know, the vinegar portion, though. I don't know. I will text him. I'll text him and see if he can bring some in. You know he's not going to answer my text, but...
No, he won't. He'll say that he didn't see it until he got to the radio.
And then
so
he'll wander in with
breath.
His Chick-fil-A. And, yeah.
Right. Save your finger power.
Which is kind of what he does.